Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
NFL Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, CH Insurance, Bonnet Sales and Service, and Ken's Auto Detailing. If you're in and around Central New York, hey, 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 get a detail from Ken's Auto Detailing. You drive away literally feeling like your vehicle is brand new. Motorcycles, cars, trucks, vans, whatever you might need at Ken's Auto Detailing, Route 11 in the Brewerton Cicero area, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. So let's talk about the Frozen Four. We have arrived at the Frozen Four. I love the Frozen Four. I think it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, one thing about hockey, too, that is just so different from all the other sports. It's simple. It's just the blood, sweat, tears, how these guys react to each other. I love it. I love it. I've been to the Frozen Four in Buffalo. It's absolutely, the passion. You know, when you go to a hockey game, hockey fans are just different. You can go to a baseball game and you'll see a lot of jerseys, right? You'll see a lot. You will. I haven't been to an NBA game in years and I'll never go again. And I mean that. And that's my choice. I've been to like 2 NBA games the last 25 years or whatever. I think I've been to like 4 NBA games my entire life. I used to love the NBA. I just don't anymore. I can't stand what it's become. The load management, the nonsense, the social political issues. The product's terrible. They don't play defense. I haven't watched a full NBA game in years. I did see LeBron at the Garden because I was like, oh, you know, I want to be able to say I did. Now I couldn't care less. And then before that, my last NBA game I saw was in Boston with the Celtics and Hornets when myself and a bunch of my guys, Matt Motika and company, we went on this big long week thing where we did Philadelphia, both A-10 tournaments, and then we went to like Massachusetts in between and went to like 13, I think, sporting events in like 6 days. It was crazy. But we went to Hornets Celtics and I fell asleep. But the NBA is awful. But like, if you go to these games, you'll see some jerseys. You'll see jerseys on TV. You'll see a ton of jerseys in the NFL, of course. But in hockey, oh my gosh. I mean, everybody's got a sweater on, right? And that's what they're called, right? It's just a unique, cool thing. And in college hockey, holy cow. I mean, the passion for these programs, it goes up and up and up and up. I mean, Boston College is a hockey school and has been for decades now. Their football and basketball programs are completely irrelevant. And hockey's always been huge there. Now it's even bigger because those programs have fallen. All these programs are unreal. They're all super passionate. And in this Final Four, Frozen Four, I should say, I love the name too. Not Final Four, Frozen Four, because frozen ice, yeah, get it. Just tremendous. 16 teams, it takes so much to get there. The only thing for me is I really wish Cornell had gotten there. I really thought that this might have been the year, but the problem is they run into Denver, and Denver can neutralize you in the middle of the ice. Cornell scored that Nick DeSantis goal, and then that was it. And they could not get anywhere, and then they gave up that penalty, you know, in the second period. And if Denver gets a lead, Denver's just going to lock you down. BU, you know, getting through and scoring a bunch of goals, not surprised there because of their firepower. And as we know, Macklin Celebrini, probably the number one pick in the NHL draft. Those two teams are tremendous teams. I wish Cornell had gotten there because of the upstate New York thing. And my father-in-law, my brother-in-law went to Cornell. I have other friends who went to Cornell. I love their history. My sister went to Ithaca. My first college hockey game was at Cornell. I have a soft spot for Cornell. I root for Colgate. I don't have a favorite hockey team. My good buddy Nate Wattier went to North Dakota. My first, actually, yeah, that was my second college hockey game was in North Dakota. I went out there. It was slightly cold in Fargo. Got off the plane and it was crazy. I've never been to an atmosphere quite like that before. Not only the things they yelled, the stuff they came up with, the passion, the weather. Oh my gosh, it was just unreal. Unbelievable. It was unreal. I remember too, we stayed at a hotel that was like 45 or 50 foot high ceilings, and Nate and I played a lot of ping pong together. I used to be really good at ping pong. I'm probably still decent, but I used to be really, really good. And yeah, I just don't play anymore. Yeah, I could probably hold my own right now, but I'd have to like play to get to where I used to be. You know, going on cruise ships and just beating people like crazy. I mean, I'm talking, you know, playing Latin people, you know, Latin guys and gals and Filipinos and all kind of people who are great players and hold my own, winning some a lot of the time too. But you know, I used to play in a league and a lot of players there were better than me, but I miss table tennis. I love it. But anyway, I remember that hotel. I think it was a Holiday Inn. It was so tall, the ceilings, and we played table tennis, and you know, it's awesome when you can play and hit the ball way up in the air and stuff. But North Dakota was unreal. I've seen a game there. Obviously, I did a bunch of work at Colgate for a while, so seen a bunch of games there. So I have a soft spot for all those programs. I don't have a favorite team. I pull for a lot of teams. My buddy Kevin Rich is a huge Michigan fan, so I pull for it. I just college hockey, the whole thing. I just really love the whole deal. I stayed away from it a lot this year. I don't know why. I just didn't religiously follow the regular season. I kind of heard what was going on through the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. I didn't catch a lot of the Chicklets, you with Grinnelli and all those guys. I have to go back and watch some episodes, but I heard the names and I listened to some things, and but I didn't go to, I always, you know, used to go to every single, you know, weekend after a weekend was done, I'd go and see who won and check box scores and, you know, check the names and check the hot draft picks. And this year I just didn't do it until really late, like, you know, probably like almost until the NCAA tournament started. So I went all the way back to October, literally, and went through like every single night, every game, not every box score, but like every result, and just kind of seeing how teams got there. And I knew a lot of the names as well. Did some research, and then once the tournament's on, I mean, I'm watching the tournament, like I'm going back between, this year was crazy because I was going hardcore with the women's basketball and the Frozen Four and the NCAA men's basketball, pretty solidly, honestly, you know, and the matchups, I watched almost that whole Cornell game. I mean, I was, you know, and it's hard because when you have little kids, you know, and your wife doesn't, you know, want sports on other than the NFL on your TV, really not allowed to have anything besides the NFL on TV when she's in the room. And then my kid, 4-year-old, I mean, she's watching everything at this point, right? So I'm on my phone going back and forth. I can only watch one channel on my phone. When everybody's to bed, I can put, you know, I have the remote and I can go back and forth two games and then put another game on my phone. So that's literally what I was doing every single night of March. And it was great. I mean, I loved every minute of it, right? So the Frozen Four, how did they get here? I mean, 3 of the 4 number one seeds. It's been a chalk tournament. BC, BU, Denver, right? They emerge from the regionals. And Michigan State, they make it into the field, right? Now, if you remember, the Big Ten final was Michigan State over Michigan in OT. That was the Big Ten championship. But Michigan got in really with the at-large as well. Both of them were going to get in no matter what. So big-time revenge there. Ha-ha. Michigan beats Michigan State in the regional final in St. Louis to get to the Final Four. Great story. Great story. And when you think about Michigan, you think depth. You think versatility. I mean, they were missing their number one defenseman. And, you know, I think that Michigan is a really dangerous team because of the depth that they play with and the teamwork that they play with. You know, this is a really, really, really good Michigan team. Not great, you know, not great, but really good. And I think they're a team that could win it all. I think they're a team that because they play with, you know, their depth pieces and their teamwork and their goaltending, they could win it. And how about Jacob Bursuski? I mean, my gosh, I mean, you know, what a unbelievable deal, you know, he's been, you know, I mean, I've I've been so impressed with him. You know, this team has ridden what got them there all year, right? All year. And I think this Michigan team, getting past Michigan State, and boy, did they beat them bad or what? I mean, 5-2, right? But this team was a team that needed at some point to get past a major, major hurdle, and they did. And Barsuski's just been tremendous, you know, just absolutely tremendous. And, you know, he went to Canisius. He transfers into Michigan. And he's been just a flat-out star. A flat-out star. And they have enough scoring. They have the depth. They really have been impressive, Michigan. Really, they've been impressive. Period, end of discussion, right? You know, BC, we know they had to fight off Quinnipiac. That was a gut-wrenching loss for Quinnipiac, the defending champs. You know, they had the goalie makes a save, the puck's right in front of them. They try to clear, they fan it, and then the goal happens, which is just brutal. But BC fought them off, and we know, you know, their story. Carter Gauthier and company, they're loaded offensively. BU, top seed, probably the best team, I would say, going in. Right? How about the final four teams? They've won a combined 28 national titles. Denver and Michigan tied for the most all time with 9 each. You got Hockey East rivals with BC and BU. Denver won the title in 2022. BC's last title in 2012. BU in 2009. This is going to be amazing. We got some time off, and so these teams can rest and get ready for the national semis in St. Paul, Minnesota. What a setting that is. What a perfect hockey city, St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm going to preview who I think will win these games in the Frozen Four next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends at Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to our great friends from the Allen Angus Pub. Stop before and after all the big events for the best Darn Angus and burger in town if you're in and around Central New York. The Allen Angus Pub, the official pub of the ML Sports Platter. And thanks to friends of the program as well, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert, and Bowers and Company CPAs. Who wins these games in the Frozen Four? They're going to be so fun. BU against Denver, BC and Michigan. I'll preview it all next. ML Sports Platter, back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Camillus Golf Club, and CH Insurance. Bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc for more information. So, you know, do you take BU or Denver? Denver can score goals, but they can lock you down like crazy, right? Do I go with a BU team? Do I go with a BU team that has ridiculous firepower? Do I go with a BU team that has ridiculous potential to win this thing? I mean, awfully hard not to. Awfully hard not to. You want to talk about chess pieces? You want to talk about Macklin Celebrini, you know, the number one probably pick in this coming NHL draft? I mean, you know, you never know what he's going to decide to do, but he's widely projected as the number one pick. Widely projected. And he's only 17 years old. He can carry teams. Remember what he did, you know, in international play. I didn't realize this, by the way, but his father, Rick, was a pretty darn good soccer player in his own right. It's always these bloodlines, man, with some sport. That roster is also loaded. How about Celebrini, the fact that he didn't score against Minnesota and still was able to get you know, 3 assists. I mean, he carries and controls tempo like no tomorrow. But then you have Denver, the neutralizing team. So who do you take? I'm going to go BU, but I'm going to go close, like a 5-3, 5-4 kind of game. I think they try to get Denver out of their element. I think whoever can control tempo wins that game. And then BC against Michigan. Wow. The depth. Hopefully Michigan is completely healthy at that point. The goaltending of Michigan. Ugh, I want to take BC so bad because I want that Hockey East. Of course, my buddy Kevin Rich, I want them to win for him too. Michigan, man, tough game. The Hockey East thing would be crazy. This is about the only time I would root for anything Boston sports to be successful. All right, I'm going to go BC. The Hockey East, the rivalry, the crap talking in Beantown, I think that'd be pretty great. I'll go BC like 3-2. And then I'm going to take BU to win the whole thing. Star power, talent. I'm just going that direction. Now, Carter Gauthier, as we know, is an unbelievable player, and that BC roster is loaded as well. But I'm going to take BU to win the whole thing. And we know about Carter Gauthier's ridiculous, you know, recent situation. I mean, what a wild thing, right? Like, he basically says that he doesn't want to play for the Philadelphia Flyers, right? This is all in, like, a timeline of, you know, months, right? He said that when he got picked by the Flyers that it was going to be really hard because he was a Pittsburgh fan growing up. I mean, this guy, you know, apparently was an attitude problem. He got death threats after the trade to the Ducks. He got traded for Jamie Drysdale in a 2025 second round pick. We're talking about a guy who was fifth overall picked by the Flyers, and he was traded already. He's 20. He's a tremendous player. Tremendous player. Crazy great year at Boston College freshman season, right? 16 goals, 21 assists. I mean, what? All rookie team, third team all-star honors in the Hockey East. Ridiculous. Ridiculous year. I mean, you know, tremendous player. International play, he's already won a World Junior gold and a bronze and a silver. In international play for World Junior and the World, you know, under 18. Tremendous. He's already gotten traded. He's a fifth overall pick. He's 20. He's gotten traded. How many people can say that? But you hear about the headaches and you hear about the nonsense. And so the Flyers were like, all right, peace. You don't want to be a Flyer? To hell with you. So they got rid of him. It's a tough love city, right? We hear wind of that, you're gone. But I'm going to go talent, star power, almost like itching and licking for the rivalry, right? You almost want this. Licking your chops for it. You almost want it. You really do. I'd love to see. I think any final is going to be amazing, though. I mean, I'd be happy with Michigan, BU. I'd be happy with Denver, Michigan. Be happy with any of these games. But I'll take BU to win, Boston College to win. I think I'll ride the coattails of Celebrini and Gauthier and the rest of the firepower they've got, despite Michigan's great depth. I will not be surprised if any of these teams win the national title. And then I'll take BU to win it all over BC in like a, you know, 5-2 game, 5-3, 5-4 game, you know, again. Can't wait for these. Cannot wait. Frozen Four. One of the special events in sports. If you're a hockey fan, it's a bucket list times 10. If you're a sports fan, it's a bucket list. Maybe probably down the way a little bit. But you got to go see it. It's great. It is great. Jumped at the opportunity when it was in Buffalo. 2 hours up the highway? Give me a break. Give me a break. ML Sports Platter. By the way, when I saw the Frozen Four, I saw Minnesota Duluth win the whole thing in Buffalo, but I saw Cal Makar play for UMass. How about that? Looking back at that now. Oh, my goodness. Arguably the best defenseman in the NHL. Already won a Stanley Cup, a Calder with Colorado. Wow, what a career already. Great event. It's a great event. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward and a tip of the cap. Thank you as well to our tremendous friends over at Rosie's Corner, Bonnet Sales and Service, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Tax efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian Conboy today at advisors.massmutual.com. And I do want to throw out there as well, for all of you looking to buy some Under Armour golf apparel, you got to go with my friend Trey Waluski. I've definitely posted on Facebook a bunch of times, but you can buy Under Armour golf and other apparel direct from Trey and get your gear for wholesale. That's no middleman markup. You can email him today at treypgasales@gmail.com. That's treypgasales@gmail.com, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. As I always tell you, Enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation and losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.